because I'm improvising, I'm playing in the style of Wright of that book. But if you get a book of Wright, say, similar to that, right, you'll find that. By the way, I don't know if you notice the way the flam accent. I'll get to that right a little bit later also, too. That's like, say, well, the thing right about it is I'm dragging. So I'm playing it right a little bit different with some added tones to it. Now, I'll probably get to this more next week, but let me just show you just a couple of prep exercises I think that could really, really be nice to work the five right into rhythm, and probably next week on part two, talk more in detail or write about it. The main crux of right of the five right in a rock beat is again the same timing that I talked about on the drag. You take the five and you put it literally onto the and the four. So what happens with it is you're playing four and one. Four and one. Two, three, four. And for those of you guys right that don't have your five up to that tempo, you really have to practice it a lot. I'm going to show you a really, really cool exercise. As a matter of fact, you can play it over and over again. If you use the Jim Chapin philosophy. Now, Jim, the real master, I saw a clinicer many years back recommended the right that we play it both ways. What I'm basically doing around in essence is right, right, left, left, right, left, left, right, right, left, right, right, left, left, right, left, left, right, right, left. The idea basically, right, is that of you really kind of think of it that way. It's an interesting thing. I'll get to, right, some really interesting applications there, but if you practice that a lot, you know, both ways, eventually. First off, right, it sounds really, really hip. I think, right, I like the alternating one better because it's a little more fill-oriented. You know, you can really... In fact, the right, if you go and... you have like a nice little fill there just in prep. I'm not even going to get to write the real rhythmical development today. I'm going to just give you guys these exercises. This way you can practice them. And then next week, right, when I come back, right, next film, you guys, right, can really, really get a load of this. The 16 triplets are 3 and 4 and. So in essence, and 1 and 2 and 3 and 4 and 1. If you don't know your 16 triplets, they're basically valued up against the 1 and 2 and 3 and 4 and. They're really, really interesting. They kind of write, I think right there with a little more legato. But I got that machine gun technique right from listening right to a lot of Ian Pace, and he brings it up. Ian Pace played right with the legendary Deep Purple many years back. Was a little bit of a legato. First off, right, I wanted to tell you guys, right, very, very cool to be here. If you guys, right, have questions, right, about the show schedules, you guys, right, can certainly feel free to contact me. Very much thanks, right, for Public Access for giving me this opportunity to be here. I'm in a new area, obviously, and you guys, right, can contact me. You guys, right, can also see me do a wonderful feature presentation up at drumradio.com. And it's called Bonham's Up, and it's a free radio station for drummers. If you go up there, you can see that. And if you guys are right, would like to email me, you can certainly do that by emailing me at thedrumprofessor@gmail.com. I love your comments. I love your ideas. As a matter of fact, the right, I take ideas right for shows, so that's kind of a cool thing. So very, very good to be here, obviously. And Well, anyway, I thought right that our first presentation went well. And the next seminar, I'm going to talk a little bit right about the five-stroke in some further rhythms, and I'm going to talk really extensively right about the orchestration. So practice those units right with total vigilance. And again, Jeff Indyke, very, very good to be here. The Jeff Indyke Drum Education Series, the beginning right of a new era. Very, very good to be here, and thank you. It's been an honor.